Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
Now, not too many people have seen the whole Wild Atlantic Way, and even fewer have done it by bicycle. But Maria O'Connor, who we talked to on the show a few weeks ago in advance, has done just that. She is based in Drumcolliher, the secondary school there, and they've been fantastic to her support-wise, and she's done the entire route over 25 days. Amazing. She's with me now again. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm here on, as I said to Cian, I came in four wheels today. I didn't arrive in two wheels.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I look as fresh. And I arrived on two wheels this morning. I'm fantastic. It's all feels a little bit surreal. So I finished the Wild Atlantic Way on August the 1st, arriving into Derry at about 4 p.m. To a great reception that I hadn't actually realised was going to be set up for me. But overall, the whole experience has been outstanding, from the scenery that I saw, but most actually my abiding memory has been the people that I met along the way, from people that have put me up in their houses to just random people that stopped me when I was outside a petrol station or chatting to people. And to be able to physically able to have been able to do it has been fantastic experience. The whole thing has been amazing.
And you went south to north.
So I started in Kinsale and I went to Derry, hugging the coast all along the way, and following the Wild Atlantic Way signs, which I have to admit are very, very clear, but all along the way. And so you can follow them quite clearly. So if anybody wanted to just do even day trips, they could quite easily. A lot of people had asked me, why was I going south to north? And my really the only reason was I thought, well, we've a southwesterly prevailing wind, so I might be able to use that to my advantage. But on some days that didn't work out.
I believe it.
Yeah, because you're going out peninsulas and back in the same peninsula. So you might have the wind for one half an hour, and then the other hour it's sort of pushing you. So
I suppose in my head I would be thinking, if because we're based in this part of the world, that you'd actually do it north to south.
Yeah, and everyone had said that to me. What, would you not kind of come down towards home? But really, actually, it was the wind. I said the wind might push me up, but it didn't happen on some of the days. But as well, I did have people cycling with me for 8 of the 25 days. I had hoped for more, but it just doesn't suit sometimes for different reasons. But I had them for more of the start than at the end, and I really needed them more at the start, because just to kind of get myself settled into it. And I actually had more of the bad weather at the start than at the end as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. I mean, over 25 days going up the west coast of Ireland, I presume you saw just about every sort of weather imaginable.
Every single weather system possible. In one day, I could have seen all sorts of weather. But I kind of had no option. You just have to cycle, because I knew where I had to be every night. So it took away the option. And then once you stay positive, you just cycle. And that kind of was the simplicity of every day, just cycle. Hills or no hills, I developed a kind of a crafty technique somewhere around Donegal when I thought, could they actually put any more hills here? I just started meditating up the hills. I know it sounds probably a bit up in the air, but I used to just literally stare at the road, legs screaming at me, but just breathe into them, and suddenly you're at the top of the hill. The next hill, the next hill. They didn't write a song for no reason about the hills of Donegal.
They certainly did not. And where did you stay each night?
So I had it pre-planned every night where I would stay, which took a good few months of planning before I departed. So sometimes it was hotels, sometimes it was a colleague's auntie in Donegal, a parent of students that I teach, her friend from Donegal, people I'd never met. I actually used Airbnb a little bit as well, where I would contact the people I knew were living in a location that I needed to stay, and they would put me up. So of 28 nights that I was away, I only had to pay for 2 nights, which was amazing.
Fantastic.
So I used to cycle for 7 days, take a rest day, cycle for 7, take a rest day. So I had 25 days cycling in total and 3 rest days.
And what about your students' reaction to all of this?
Oh, they've been fantastic online. So they taught me if I had done a Snapchat story, I'm not sure what this means, but that they would have followed me more regularly. But I'm not so into the Snapchat. So I did a Facebook update every night where I detail who I met and kind of, you know, the terrain and the weather. And so they'd send me messages and like, go, miss, you know, this is great, miss, keep going, you know. And it was amazing actually to have the online support as well, because I didn't, like, you know, people wouldn't have your phone number or whatever. So the online is very, very useful, and it does keep you motivated because, you know, people are waiting to hear how you got on.
Isn't it amazing how Facebook is now passé among youngsters? You know?
Yeah, but youngsters, my grandmother is going to be 90 in October. And when I got back, she said, I saw you on Facebook. I thought this was amazing, you know. But as you say about Facebook, Facebook is kind of now not the cool thing. There's probably going to be some other, if I can think of the next big app, maybe I'll be a millionaire.
Because Facebook was invented in 2004. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about 40 years ago here.
Maybe I should start a cycle book or something where all the world cyclists can do their online updates.
And what motivated you to do the cycle? Obviously, your personal interest in it, but you were raising funds too.
Yeah, so I was raising funds and awareness for multiple sclerosis. So my dad has multiple sclerosis, and he avails of the local services in the Midwest region, which are provided by the Multiple Sclerosis Society. So they have like physiotherapy classes. They use the hydrotherapy pool in St. Gabriel's in Raheen. They have yoga classes, that kind of thing, and like outreach services. So I was raising funds and awareness of that service as well, and the condition itself, for that reason. So I suppose that was my own personal link to that disorder itself. And as well, even down to the awareness, I felt was as important as any fundraising, because even down to the whole link of like getting out and about, exercising, mental well-being, vitamin D deficiency, all of those things are important to start to make regular people aware of that may not have any link to any disorder, you know. So that was the reason for undertaking this whole thing.
Well, John McDonald, who's regional community worker for the Midwest with MS Ireland, is also on the line. How are you, John?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Good. So what would you like to say to Marie and her magnificent efforts?
Well, obviously, from ourselves at the Midwest Office of the MS Society, it's a really big thank you to Marie. It's been an absolutely fantastic effort by her, and just the energy and the willpower and the organisation that she's put into the whole thing is outstanding. What it means for us in the Midwest region, is that the funds that she's raised, it takes an awful lot of pressure off us in terms of providing services. Some of the services that Marie herself just mentioned there, in terms of physio, hydrotherapy, yoga, we have counselling services. And, you know, we really need funds throughout the year to continue to run these services. So this is just an absolutely massive boost for us. And, you know, we're eternally grateful to Marie for doing this.
I also think it underlines that MS is something that people can live well with, and indeed they can get involved in exercise themselves.
They can, and exercise is a very important part of people with MS staying as well as they possibly can. A lot of people with MS would experience fatigue, and although it sounds a bit back to front, if you like, exercise is actually very good for improving fatigue levels. So, you know, a properly assessed program for somebody with MS can certainly help somebody who experiences extreme fatigue. So, I mean, just in general, all the services and all the therapies that we've been talking about are really important for people with MS, and to be able to cover the costs of providing those services is important.
And Marie, I mean, was there a particularly low moment and a particularly high moment, or were you fairly consistent?
I would say that there were low moments, there were high moments, apart from the road itself, where day 18, I specifically said, I'm going to remember day 18, because within 10 minutes in the first hour of day 18, I'm being very specific, I had fallen off my bike. Somebody literally turned a tap on over my head, the sky went grey, and a dog chased me. So I sort of said, you know what, actually, after about an hour, after all of that, and a few tears, and a few why am I here moments, I said, you know what, anything can be thrown at me after this and I'm going to be able to cope. So that was probably the kind of hour where I thought, oh, I'm really low. That was one of the really low moments. And one of the really, really high days was, well, there was actually a lot of them, I'd say probably out of 25 days, 22 days were just top of the world kind of days. The second and third last day, I had physically started to get tired, but it was just amazing when, as I say, you take the option out of stopping, the option isn't there, you just keep cycling. So that kind of got me through those days. One of the days would have been, let's say, around Clifton, Roundstone, up there, the Sky Road Loop. I mean, the weather, splitting the rocks, and you're cycling along, you're on your own, and you're kind of saying out loud, this is incredible.
Yes.
Like, you know, you're kind of doing the wow moment around Glencullum, Kill, Malinbeg and Donegal. You come over a hill, it's a bit, you know, flat, and suddenly you just see this amazing cliff come out of the ocean, and you do the whole wow out loud.
Is the Wild Atlantic Way made for cycling?
It pretty much is, mostly, apart from there was a few areas like out around Loop Head, you're kind of on a road and you're not sure, are you on someone's private passage going into their farm or something like that. And there are some roads where, like Donegal, I did feel around Fannet Head and Malin Head, they really need to look at investing in the roads a little bit. So I feel those parts of the roads were neglected. But overall, it is, you have to be a little bit wary of the road as well, because the traffic is mental in parts, really, really dangerous.
Has Limerick missed out a bit, not being more prominent on the Wild Atlantic Way? There's a section of it, yeah. I know that, isn't it? Foynes to Tarbert.
Yeah. I actually was thinking about that last weekend. So I know they're not on, Limerick City isn't on the Wild Atlantic Way, and I actually had thought to myself how wonderful it would have been to cycle in along and come around here over the Sarsfield Bridge, maybe, like, because it's a really old bridge, or the Shannon Bridge, and come in along by King John's Castle. So I suppose they're not on the Wild Atlantic Way, and I think Limerick has recently started thinking about being a gateway to both the Wild Atlantic Way and probably the Ancient East. So I suppose they're not on it, but maybe we could look at it as an opportunity to be something else in its own right, maybe, you know, Limerick City itself, rather than being part of one whole thing. Because maybe some of the places get lost along the way, you know.
You'd done a lot of training, hadn't you?
I had done a lot of training, so I really didn't suffer at all along the way physically. So as I was mentioned yoga earlier as one of the services provided by the MS Society. So 30 minutes in the morning, I used to just roll literally out of bed onto the floor, stretch, and then in the afternoon, again, straight off the bike and stretch. So I really, and a few tubs of Vaseline and things like that, so I really didn't have any aches and pains. But I would say that for anyone that would like to undertake something like this, there are times when it's definitely more mentally challenging than physically. And I would think that I'm probably 100% more mentally strong now, even more so than physically.
I don't know if this is a crazy question, but would you do it again?
I would do it again, but I would do it the other way around, because I know where the hills are going to be if I was to do it south to north again. And I think knowing what's ahead of you is so hard. One particular day near Port Salon, which is in Donegal, people all day long said, oh, you have an awful day ahead of you. And I thought, oh, thanks a million. Really, that I feel so good now. So all day long, I anticipated what was actually an insane climb out of Port Salon to Rathmullen. But once I was at the top, I thought, if I hadn't known all day, you put so much energy into worrying. So I would do it again. Maybe I'll do the Ancient East next year.
Yeah, I've been on that particular route, not on the bike. Would you, before we finish up, want to thank people? I'm sure there must be loads.
Yeah, absolutely. I can literally just extend a most humble thank you to everybody who has, in all shapes and forms, supported me. So whether it's donated money, whether it's sent me messages and cards of well wishes and congratulations after having finished, and even most especially as well, the motivation to keep going along the way. And for people who put me up, whether it was hotels or houses or their own personal, especially people in their own homes, just the warmth, the old-fashioned generosity of sitting down, making you tea and chatting to you. I think even people's generosity of time is more so valuable than a lot of, even down to funds. So I really can't thank people enough for their complete generosity in all shapes and forms, and the warmth. I mean, I did come back on a high from how I felt, from how nice people were to me along the way. And at the moment, the current fundraising stands actually at 14,362 euro. So, and people can still donate if they want online, and they can check out the link through the Facebook page.
And back to school for you now.
Yeah, so September is looming. So the groaning, sorry guys, if any of the students are listening, there's a groan probably, but the Leaving Cert results were out this week, and they were fantastic for our school. So we were delighted with those. And the offer is now on Monday. So I was listening earlier to the trials and tribulations of costs.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, listen, well done to you. You'd have to think of your next big summer project now, Marie. You're fantastic, not only for raising the money, but for being an inspiration. Not sure you're ever going to get me to cycle the full Wild Atlantic Way any other direction, but I might do a little bit more on the exercise front. Thanks so much for coming
in,
and well done to you. Well done to you.
Thank you.
And thanks to John McDonald as well for joining us from MS Ireland Midwest.
Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.